Chapter 8, The Non-Dealer.
Dialogue 1.
It's frustrating to try to deal with a non-dealer. Regardless of what you offer, the non-dealer won't change their tune. It's like talking to a stone wall. Sometimes, this situation occurs when you're dealing with someone ordered to negotiate with you, but without the authority to change the offer. The following dialogue is typical of trying to deal with a non-dealer. Peter is the non-dealer, and Paula tries to get a better deal. This is an excellent offer. I don't know why you don't just accept it.
It's not even close to reasonable, and you know it.
I know no such thing. Our selling price is within the appraised value.
Appraised by who? You? The owner?
That's correct. We studied the issue and determined the old value was far less than fair. The new value is much more realistic.
But there is not one single appraisal firm in town that agrees with you, and none of them say they understand your formula.
Look, I'm not here to debate the formula that we use to set the price. Our offer is what it is. If you think it's too much, then you don't have to buy.
It's not like we can just walk away from the property. We already have a serious investment in it.
Then, I suggest you accept our offer. Lots of people have.
The offer we made was 10 times the old appraised value. We figure that's more than fair. Why won't you accept that?
Because we don't think it's fair. We set a price according to our formula, and we're going to stick by it.
That's ridiculous. No one can afford your price. Not even God has enough money to pay your price. Let's listen again.
This is an excellent offer. I don't know why you don't just accept it.
It's not even close to reasonable, and you know it.
I know no such thing. Our selling price is within the appraised value.
Appraised by who? You? The owner?
That's correct. We studied the issue and determined the old value was far less than fair. The new value is much more realistic.
But there is not one single appraisal firm in town that agrees with you, and none of them say they understand your formula.
Look, I'm not here to debate the formula that we use to set the price. Our offer is what it is. If you think it's too much, then you don't have to buy.
It's not like we can just walk away from the property. We already have a serious investment in it.
Then, I suggest you accept our offer. Lots of people have.
The offer we made was 10 times the old appraised value. We figure that's more than fair. Why won't you accept that?
Because we don't think it's fair. We set a price according to our formula, and we're going to stick by it.
That's ridiculous. No one can afford your price. Not even God has enough money to pay your price.